While her relatives gathered for coffee in her grandmother's kitchen, 9-year-old Jennifer Militello would sneak off into a back room to read aloud from the two books she found there, a heavy collection of Edgar Allan Poe and a slimmer volume of Emily Dickinson.
And Dickinson especially opened up an entire world for me, the world of poetry. I realized, first of all, that she was expressing things that I already felt, and I realized suddenly that those things could be expressed. So she was saying what I thought was unsayable.
Decades later, Dickinson continues to be, as Militello calls her, a pole star.
It's why I think I write lyric poems and why I push language, because I understand there has to be a resonance in what happens on the page to capture the range of what happens in our experience.
Militello says her poems can begin as simple images or even a single word, and sometimes they gather from the metaphor lurking in an unfamiliar idea.
For example, I was in London recently and I came across the concept of the plimsoll line, which is the line when you're loading a ship, if you load it so that it's so heavy that the water level is above this line, that's the danger level. And this was a really interesting concept. And I thought, well, that's a concept I can use.
Once or twice a year, a poem will emerge raw and almost whole. But Militello says finishing any poem brings her to a similar experience.
So there's a sense of completion, satisfaction, significance, and from that comes an energy of joy that I get for maybe 7 minutes, and then it's back to work.
Here's Jennifer Militello describing the origins of and reading her poem, Until We Have No Children.
I wrote my first book in Nashua, New Hampshire, and I had an apartment there that was within walking distance of this graveyard that was the only place that has trees in Nashua. So I used to go there and spend some time there when I felt like I missed trees. Until We Have No Children. And the loveliness goes hand in hand with the graveyard, if only at this time of year. No airplane or insects or afterthought, no place for happening things. Out of all the pigeons that rise up at once, the one becomes a lantern. The only lanterns are made of late cocoons and of the roaming and of the eye. Even the sky must remember itself as it comes through the leaves, crimson with its own incredible hold. Even the fearful must learn to fear. There must be light by which to darken rooms, with shoulders unlike shoulders, hands unlike hands. There must be jars fired to be broken, napkins folded, checks canceled, children crying in the street. There must be motels to make one think of loneliness. But no, it's autumn. Time to hear the clear bell, heavy bell, above the bent oxen. Nothing resembles the lovers like their dove-like necks.
Like a piece of ice on a hot stove, Robert Frost once wrote, the poem must ride on its own melting. In the poetry of Jennifer Militello, light darkens rooms. Jars are made to be broken. Things are what they eventually become. For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.